Welcome back. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio, we're here until 4 a.m. Sorry, until 4 a.m. Still relatively new, the new hours. It's Christmas time, and everybody likes to go out and do something festive during the holidays, and one of the things that you can do is you can go out to Naperville to the Brightside Theater, and you can see their production of A Christmas Carol, the musical. They do great work out there. Before we're going to talk to a couple of cast members, but let me welcome first to the show Jeffrey Cass, who's been on the show several times. He's the artistic director of Brightside, and he's also the director of their current production, A Christmas Carol, the musical. Let's welcome Jeff back on the show. Jeffrey, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, too. Now, as I was saying, I was telling everybody before we welcomed you guys to the show that normally when we have you come on and talk about your latest production, it's like tech week.
Yeah. It's usually the final dress rehearsal.
The final dress the night before you open or the morning that you open, we would have you on. Yeah. And I've always found that kind of astonishing that you guys had the energy to even do that. But now you guys have already you've already opened.
We have. We replaced that tradition, I think, this year with we were on the Chicago Thanksgiving Day Parade. So we had our final dress rehearsal on Wednesday night and then all had to be like downtown on State Street at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then perform and then have the rest of the day off and then we opened Friday night.
Wow, that's crazy.
It really was.
That's really crazy, man. Oh man. So Christmas Carol the musical, for people who don't, but first of all, tell everybody about Brightside.
Yeah, so Brightside is Naperville's only professional theater company performing in the heart of the downtown district in Naperville. We perform in a really unique space. It's a three-quarter thrust stage, meaning there's seating on three sides of the stage, and the furthest you can probably be from the stage is like 25 feet. There's only 200 seats in the house, so it's a really intimate space. We perform musicals and comedies. This year we added a fourth production, so we do four shows a year now and one kids show. Mm. And we have camps for kids and classes for kids and adults. So we keep busy out there in Naperville.
Yeah, absolutely. The show opened November 29th and it runs through December 15th. When are the performances during the week?
Yeah, they're Friday at 8, Saturday at 3 and 8, and Sunday at 3.
Okay, so there you go. That's how you can see the show. So tell everybody about A Christmas Carol the musical.
So Christmas Carol the musical was a show that for about 10 years in New York City, the late 90s up until the early 2000s, played at the theater at the Madison Square Garden. So it's a huge theater, and they had a cast of like 60, and the stage was like a full city block. And we don't have a cast of 60. We have a cast of 26 mm-hmm. on a small press stage.
So that, by the way, that's a big cast. 26 for a space like that, that's huge.
It is. And it ranges from ages, we have cast members as young as 8, up until their 60s. Mm. So it's a huge range of ages as well. So it's a good representation of, like, you know, all the things you would want to see at Christmas Carol. But it was written by Alan Menken, and who wrote, you know, the scores to A Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and Little Shop of Horrors. So it's got this fun, almost Disney-esque feel to the music.
Yeah.
And it's completely underscored from the top to the bottom. It's underscored, and then there's big production numbers and solos, and it's quite the undertaking of a show. We have a live orchestra of 8 musicians that play. So it's the story that, you know, the classic Charles Dickens tale.
Yeah.
Set to music and with some little surprises here and there. But it's a lot of fun, and I love the accessibility of it for sure.
Yeah.
I love that it's so infused with music.
So this sounds like a huge undertaking for you. How was it really difficult, or was it had to be challenging to have the orchestra there, live orchestra, a cast of 26, and you're talking about all those age ranges. You got kid actors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm,
what kind of challenges was that for you?
You know, for me, I mean, I think one of the biggest challenges was like the group scenes, like the Streets of London scenes, just keeping people moving and not making it feel stagnant and kind of like recreating like a street scene, right? But with keeping people moving and managing 26 people sometimes in that space, coming and going, in and out, it felt like air traffic control.
Oh, yeah.
More than anything. And, you know, solving like, you know, I've got a costume change now. I'm like, okay, great, awesome, great, and you're not in this. Because everybody is like playing multiple roles, except for like Scrooge.
Yeah.
I think everybody plays, except Scrooge, everybody plays multiple roles. So
there you go. Well, yeah, I mean, if you have to have multiple roles for people, if you're filling a cast of 60 with 20, with half of that size, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, all right, well, we got a couple of cast members joining us right now, and we have actually Scrooge is with us, Stan Austin. Stan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick. How are you tonight?
I'm good. And let's welcome Marley to the show. And this is Sean Reed. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome to the show. Stan, this is your first time working with Brightside, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, very cool. Well, welcome. And tell us about yourself. Where are you from? When did you start acting and singing and all that stuff?
I grew up in Iowa, but I came to Chicago, and my background is I was a lawyer, and then I was a judge, and now I'm a retired guy, and I've been doing theater off and on since my college days, mostly community theater in the area and out in the western suburbs. And happened to see the audition notice for this show, so I thought I'll give it a whirl and see what happens. And lo and behold, I ended up getting cast as Scrooge.
Now, okay, we have to go back here. You were a lawyer, and then you were a judge?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell me about that experience.
Well, I mean, I always wanted to be a lawyer, but as you know, lots of lawyers are frustrated actors, and I was in court a lot, and that was part of, that's how I, you know, I did my performing in those days, and then went on the bench and had to drop out of doing theater for a while because of that job, and then got back into it later in my career when my son was, he's an actor as well, and he graduated from high school, and he said, "Dad, you and I ought to go audition for a show together." So we did, and we both got cast. And now he's an equity actor, and I'm just a guy that does it for fun.
Wow! So what? Tell us about your son now. Where is he working now? Is he doing a show now?
He's not doing a show now. He's done a number of things in the city. In fact, he played Bob Cratchit in the production of this show when it was performed at Theater in the Center in Munster, and that we actually saw the show down there, and that was the first time I had seen this version of the show.
So
you know, he's doing the actor thing. He auditions and gets some work now and then, and you know, and
that's great. What was the show you guys did together?
We did Fiddler on the Roof together. He played Mottle the Tailor, and I played Laser Wolf.
That must have been, was that fun to act with your son like that?
It was great fun. And then my wife is also a singer and actor, and the three of us ended up doing some Gilbert and Sullivan together.
Wow.
Out in Naperville. So, yeah, it was a little family affair there.
That's fantastic. Well, that's really a great story. Sean, welcome, and tell us about yourself. Where are you from? When did you get into acting and singing and all that?
I grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago. I spent most of my life in Evergreen Park, recently moved to Blue Island. I've been acting and singing pretty much nonstop ever since the first show I did when I was 8 years old. I was in the youth production of The Wizard of Oz. I was one of the Lollipop Guild Munchkins, and I've had the acting bug ever since.
And that's fantastic. Now, this is also your first time with The Bright Side.
Yes, it is. And I'm having a blast. It's a really great company to work with. Mm-hmm. Everyone's super nice. We all quickly became like one closely, tightly knit family, it feels like.
That's great. That's really great. And I'm reading here that you're actually an elementary music teacher.
Yes, I am. I teach at three different schools throughout the week. So I do one day at one school, another day at another school, and so on. And I teach pre-K all the way through eighth grade, so a wide range of kids. Just general music, teaching them the fundamentals, you know, rhythms and notes and vocabulary and things like that. And it also allows me to incorporate a lot of what I love, which is music overall. And I'm giving the kids a chance to sing various Christmas carols around this time of year,
yeah.
Some of which will be heard during our pre-show.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Now what's it like, you know, that's obviously a big age range. What kind of challenge is it to go from pre-K to eighth grade? I mean, that's, you know, the learning level is a little bit different there. What are the challenges in teaching that's such a wide range?
I think really the biggest challenge is kind of trying to work with how the kids at various ages engage with your content. You know, when you reach a certain age, you get those kids who just seem to be, they seem to think that they're too cool
yeah.
to sing. They don't think it's cool to sing in front of their friends, or they just, you know, their hearts just aren't in it, or what have you. It feels a lot easier to engage with the younger age group, I feel. But with the older kids, you also get the advantage of them being able to understand a little bit more of what you're talking about, so you can challenge them a little bit more. You don't have to simplify everything.
Right, right. Wow. Okay. Well, listen, you guys hang on, okay? Jeff, hang on. Stan and John, you guys all hang on, okay? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what's happening. And this is in Naperville. It's running through December 15th. It's Christmas Carol the Musical. And we'll talk more with Stan Austin, Sean Reed, and Jeffrey Cass about Christmas Carol the Musical and more right here on 720 WGN. Love that song. I love that. Every time they did it on SNL, cracked me up. I think my favorite was just Tracy Morgan just kind of like dancing. And they're all wearing bad sweaters. Horatio Sands. And then Kattan is just holding the keyboard for Jimmy Fallon. Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, it's Christmas time. And one of the great things to do is to go out and see a musical. So do that. Brightside Theater in Naperville has a production of A Christmas Carol, the musical, that's playing right now through December 15th. And also coming up later on at 5 o'clock is Steve Cochran. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That's all coming up. Let's get back to our conversation. We've got Jeffrey Cass, who is the artistic director of the company and the director of the production. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Yeah.
And we've got Stan Austin, who plays Scrooge. And welcome back, Stan.
Thanks.
Yeah. And Sean Reed, who plays Marley, among other. Sean, you have multiple roles.
Yes, I do.
What's fun about that?
The fun is honestly really getting to explore so many different types of characters. Like Marley and Old Joe are the two dark characters that I play, Old Joe in the future sequence. I try to buy off Scrooge's bedsheets. So those are the two most menacing ones. But then in contrast, I get to play a happy partygoer in Fezziwig's Christmas Ball. I play a Drunk Man in the Christmas present sequence, and I am also Mr. Hawkins, one of, I believe, Scrooge's very first employer, who also appears in the Christmas Past. So it's really getting to show the best of all three senses.
Yeah.
And just the different moods and how... And how you see how it all plays a part in shaping Scrooge and how he got to be the man he was.
Yeah. All right. Stan, tell me about what it's like to play Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, it's a busy part. Scrooge is on stage for all but about 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
Entire run. And because he's there at the beginning, being a grumpy old Mr. Scrooge, and then he is taken through the journeys with all of the three ghosts, and then he comes out of the time with the ghosts in the present future, awaking on Christmas Day, and seeing the light, if you will, of the Christmas spirit, and then trying to make amends for everything that he's done wrong heading up to that time. So. Yeah, it's nonstop, pretty much, for Scrooge.
Yeah.
So that's a big challenge. But it's also a lot of fun because I do get to play a wide range of his own character, and watching the transition or having him transition from the mean old man to the guy who really wants to do well and do right by people in the end is... You know, it's fun to play both sides of that coin.
Yeah. Well, it's such a legendary character, too. I mean, it's an absolute legend.
Yes. Everybody knows the name Ebenezer Scrooge. And, you know, lots of people have read this story in its original form at Christmas time, you know, that kids, the parents reading it to their kids growing up. And now we've seen it in so many different versions, and you know, including even the Muppets doing the Muppets Christmas Carol. So people of all ages know the story. That's for sure.
That's true. So, Jeffrey, how did you end up staging some of the bigger things? I mean, I know that you guys are often have, you know, when you have a big cast like this, I know you often try to use the entire space, not just the stage.
Yeah, that rings true for this show as well. We have a basic use of every square inch of that thrust and the aisles, and the actors are constantly coming and going and moving in and out and in the scenes. Part of the structure of the show, too, is just that, you know, especially like the Ghost of Christmas Past, like you're just hitting all these little vignettes, you know, that are just like a couple minutes long, if that, you know, and it just did kind of, you know, review all of his life and how he got to be this way. So it's constantly just flowing people in and out into the scenes and utilizing every square inch that we have to fill the space.
Yeah,
but like Stan was saying, I mean, like he's on stage the entire show practically, and he sings his face off, which is brilliant. And Stan has a beautiful bass voice. The part of Marley was, he's actually singing in an octave below in when it was written, which is just so awesome. For Marley to just have this low, deep, you know, voice, it just makes the character all that more menacing and fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Thank you.
So Jeffrey, what's coming up next for you guys?
Next is our added production. So we're doing a show in a cabaret style setting with tables and wine and beer and. And it's going to be Nine, the musical.
Oh, wow.
We're going to do it in a concert-style version. So we're going to have a larger orchestra, and we've got that show cast, and we start rehearsals just after the first of the year for that.
That sounds good.
Yeah, then that'll go up in February. And then in March, we have Steel Magnolias, which we just finished seeing that about a month ago. And we will be running that in repertory with our kids program, which is going to be Frozen Junior.
Okay.
And we were looking for that this weekend. And then we end the season with Mamma Mia in June, where we're going to be partying style.
There you go. All right. Well, Jeffrey, thank you. Sean, thank you. Stan, thank you. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, there you go.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. So go check it out. A Christmas Carol, the musical, running through December 15th, and it's at the Brightside Theater in Naperville. They do great work out there, very entertaining stuff. So have fun, and we'll take a break for the news coming up.